Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. Then the prophet Miriam, Aaron's sister, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dancing. And Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord God, tune our ears to your voice, that we might hear you speak through your word, that our lives might be transformed by hearing you, by seeing you, by knowing you, and by loving you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. The words you just heard read are the opening words of the song of Miriam, the prophetess, after the children of Israel were delivered by God from Pharaoh's army through the Red Sea. Now, you might remember Miriam as the sister of Moses, or you might remember Miriam as the sister of Aaron, but Miriam was far more than just the sister of Moses or Aaron. In the same way that Moses led the men of Israel out of Egypt and taught them the Torah, Miriam led the women of Israel out of Egypt and taught them the Torah as well. More than that, Miriam's life, leadership, and witness remind us that every person is of equal value, that every soul counts, and that gender doesn't disqualify anyone from leadership in God's kingdom. These are truths that are echoed throughout the scriptures. Moses could not have led the children of Israel without Miriam. The Israelites would have been lost without Deborah, who led Israel into battle during the time of the judges. Esther saved the Israelites by pleading to the king during their captivity in Babylon for their safety. The disciples never would have heard the story of the resurrection without the witness of the women at the tomb. Paul's ministry would have struggled without the support of Lydia or Phoebe or Priscilla or any number of the women listed in Romans chapter 16. Women and their leadership are a critical part of the story of God's work in the world. And Miriam, she was a prophet in the truest sense of the word. She spoke God's word to God's people. In fact, the scriptures say in Numbers 20 that after Miriam's death, that suddenly there was no water to be found in the land. And the ancient Hebrew scholars tell us that the reason there was no water to be found was because Miriam was a well of wisdom, that she led as much as Moses or Aaron had led. Miriam spoke truth to power. She stood for justice and righteousness even when it put her at odds with Moses. Miriam's witness reminds us that saints aren't just pious, as we often envision them, or pioneers like Galileo or Pascal were. Saints are also prophets. I'm going to say that again. Saints aren't just pious or pioneers. They're also prophetic. Some saints use their voices to speak God's word to God's people, to speak truth to power and to stand for justice and righteousness. And the two saints of the church that we are considering this morning, Anne Hutchinson and Sojourner Truth, they did just that. They are prophetic voices, speaking God's truth to power, fighting for equality and for justice in an unjust world. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'd heard the name Anne Hutchinson before, but really had not much of her story committed to my memory. And so I did a little research this week, and so I want to remind you of who Anne Hutchinson was. Anne was the daughter of a silent clergyman, and she grew up in an atmosphere of learning, a home where learning and education was valued. She married William Hutchinson, a merchant, in 1612, and in 1634 they migrated to the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And while there, Anne organized weekly meetings of Boston women to discuss recent sermons and to give expression to her own theological views. Before long, these sessions attracted ministers and magistrates. And in her teaching, she was quick to stress the individual's intuition as a means of reaching God and salvation rather than just the observance of institutionalized beliefs and precepts of ministers. In other words, she was living out what Blaise Pascal introduced to us last week, that faith is more than just believing in your mind, it's also believing in your heart. It's having a heart transformed by the power and presence of God. Anne Hutchinson stands in line with Blaise Pascal in that way. She had lots of opponents, though. In fact, the Puritans were very serious opponents of her for what she considered to be their narrowly legalistic concept of morality. If you remember, the Puritans were kicked out of England and sent over to the colonies to plant a colony, in part because they were sort of insufferable. It's okay to laugh at that. They really were. Hutchinson's criticism was about how legalistic the Puritans had become, and that led to her banishment from Massachusetts. And so she goes to a small island and founds a city called Portsmouth and ends up being one of the primary founders of Rhode Island. Hutchinson, during her lifetime, was excommunicated from the church, but that never stopped her from preaching God's truth and speaking truth to power. And we are indebted to her influence, and we're indebted to her voice crying out for equality and justice during her age. Sojourner Truth was an African-American evangelist and reformer who applied her religious fervor to the abolitionist and women's rights movements. At her birth, Sojourner Truth was given the name Isabella. She was a daughter of slaves and spent her childhood as an abused chattel of several masters. Her first language was Dutch. Between 1810 and 1827, she had at least 5 children with a fellow slave named Thomas. And just before New York State abolished slavery, in 1827, she found refuge with Isaac Van Wagener, who set her free. And with the help of some Quaker friends, she waged a court battle and recovered a son who had been sold off into slavery in the South. In 1829, she went to New York City with her 2 youngest children and supported herself through domestic employment. Since childhood, Isabella, who would become Sojourner Truth, had visions and heard voices which she attributed to God. In New York City, she became associated with a pastor, Elijah Pearson, a zealous missionary, whose working and preaching in the streets inspired her. And so she joined his retrenchment society and eventually his household. In 1843, she left New York City and took the name Sojourner Truth, which she used from then on, obeying a call from God to travel up and down the land. She sang, she preached, and she debated at camp meetings, in churches, and on the village streets, exhorting her listeners to accept the biblical message of God's goodness and the brotherhood and equality of all humankind, a prophetic message of justice and equality. In the same year, she was introduced to abolitionism in the town of Northampton, Massachusetts, and she began to speak throughout the state on abolishing slavery. In 1850, she traveled throughout the Midwest, where her reputation and her magnetism preceded her and drew heavy crowds. If you want to just catch a glimpse of her speaking power and her ability and her charisma, read Ain't I a Woman? It'll take you 5 minutes. It's a transformative speech that she gave on women's rights and equality. In the 1850s, Sojourner Truth settled in Battle Creek, Michigan, and at the beginning of the Civil War, she gathered supplies for black volunteer regiments, and in 1864, even went to Washington, D.C., where she helped integrate streetcars and was received at the White House by President Abraham Lincoln. That same year, she accepted an appointment with the National Freedmen's Relief Association, counseling former slaves, particularly in matters of resettlement after the war. And as late as the 1870s, she encouraged the migration of freedmen to Kansas and Missouri. And in 1875, she retired to her home in Battle Creek, where she remained until her death. I'll tell you that her voice, too, was one that spoke out for justice and equality. Who would have thought the voices of a daughter of a silenced clergyman and a woman born into slavery would speak so loudly and so powerfully to power? Our world would be markedly different if it weren't for the roles that these two women played, not only in history, but in the kingdom of God. Which really brings me to my point, that every voice is needed in the kingdom of God. That every voice is needed in the kingdom of God. More than that, every voice is welcomed in the kingdom of God. Throughout history, what we have seen is that systems that silence people, systems that ostracize people, they won't stand. And they will not stand because of the prophetic word of God working through the courageous voices of people like Anne Hutchinson and Sojourner Truth and the thousands of other names that we may not ever know. The voices of the saints, not only the ones that comfort us and counsel us, but also those voices that convict us of our own sinfulness, of our own brokenness, of our own bias, of our own willingness to do hurt and harm to others. May our voices, as the people of God gathered here in this missional community, may we add our voices to their voices so that we become a chorus of people, a choir of people, singing not just for holiness and righteousness as these concepts that exist in our head, but holiness and righteousness that extends into our heart and from our heart out into the world where life change and transformation can become real. Where equality and justice is so needed. Where there is so much hurt and so much harm. Where we can be voices that speak truth and love, voices whose words bring healing and hope, where we can be hands that rush to serve and feet that run toward Jesus. May we speak out for equality. May we speak up for justice. May we speak out against evil, injustice, and oppression in every form they present themselves. And I'll remind you this morning that when you joined this church, you made a vow to do just that. Let your voice today join the voices of those saints who've gone before us and be heard. Let your voice be used for the work of justice, for the work of God in this world, even today. Amen. Would you pray with me this morning? Almighty God, so often in life, we look at our world, we look at its brokenness, we look at its systems of injustice and oppression, and we wonder what we might even be able to do. Remind us, O God, that you've given us a voice, that you've given us the ability to speak truth to power, to speak truth into dark places, to speak transformation and hope into a lost and hurting world. God, let us use our voices the way Anne Hutchinson and Sojourner Truth did, that we might be agents of transformation here in Statesboro and throughout the earth. Not by our power, God, but by the power of your Holy Spirit moving in us and through us. This we pray, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.